horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Up the trail! Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
On his way to join the Lone Ranger and Tonto in camp, Dan Reed reined up at the general store.
Ho, boy, ho, ho!
He dismounted and tied Victor to the hitch rail next to a buckboard.
That'll hold you, Victor.
Approaching the porch, Dan saw a white-bearded, grizzled old man with hard blue eyes seated on a bent wood chair. Dan Reed didn't know it at the time, but this was the aged patriarch of the Cole family, generally known as Old King Cole.
Hey there, son. Hold on.
Yes, sir?
Going inside?
Yes, sir.
Buying goods?
Well, yes, I'm going to get some salt and things.
Have to wait.
Oh, all right, I can wait.
Grandson's in there. He's buying.
Well, I suppose I can go inside and wait till he's through.
Wait here.
But I
says wait here. Ain't taking no chances since the boy's made marshal. You look all right, but Billy the Kid was killing at your age. Set.
You think I'm gunning for the marshal? I don't even carry a gun.
Sit down.
Well, all right, then. I'll wait here.
You know the Cromparts?
Cromparts? No, sir. I never heard of them.
Strange around here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ever heard the Coles?
Coles? No, I don't think I have.
Well, I'm Cole.
You mean
I'm
you're...
King Cole, boss of the whole family. Three sons and a girl, all married and living with me. Four grandsons, and one of them's a marshal.
Golly, that's a swell family, Mr. Cole.
Cromparts run to women. That's why they was willing to call a halt in the feud.
Oh, you mean you and the Cromparts have had a feud?
Did. Not now. Sure he ain't brought here by Crompart?
Of course I'm sure.
Jealous old catamount. Riles him to think we got a marshal in the family. He can't have one. He sure got to jump on him now.
I'll get a pack, Lem, and I'll stop back for the stuff. Come on, Grandpa. We'll get that wagon wheel fixed.
I'm ready. Let's get going, Jim. It needs straightening pretty bad.
Two barrels of flour, two sacks of salt, and two... just a minute, son. 2 gallons blackstrap. Yep. Reckon I'm all right. Well, what's yours?
Oh, I can wait if you want to fill that order.
No, but just checking to make sure I can fill it twice.
Twice?
If I had only one of something Jim Cole ordered, I'd have to hide it and tell him I was out complete.
Well, how's that?
You mean to say you ain't heard of the Comparts and the Coles? That is Jim Cole was just in here, and old King was sitting on the porch.
He told me who he was.
When a Cole gives me an order, I got to make sure to send the same thing to the Comparts and vice versa. I ain't never seen a pair of families like them two.
Mr. Cole said they'd had a feud.
Yep, they're still having it, only the shooting has stopped. Like to flare up again most any time, though, especially now that Jim's been made marshal. That rankles Cromport plenty.
I don't understand sending duplicate orders out.
Them two families. Everything one's got, the other has to get. You seen their ranches?
No.
Identical. Everything one's got, the other's got. And the houses, there they stand, not more than 50 foot apart, as much alike as peas in a pod. And between the two, there's the highest doggone fence in the county.
What's the trouble between the two families?
Well, no one knows how the feud started, you see. It was so long ago. It'd be a darn shame if the shooting starts again.
It sure will.
Everyone's holding his breath. It'd be bad enough even if Jim Warren made a marshal, him courting Miss Betty Crompart's he's doing. But now with him a marshal, old Zeke Crompart's plenty short.
Lem.
What the?
Lem, you better get Doc Sawtell and hurry.
What's the matter? Who's hurt?
Old King Cole.
What? How? Where?
Down by the blacksmith shop. And Jim Cole's raving mad and vowing revenge.
What happened?
Old King Cole's been shot in the back.
Jumping Jupiter. That means the feud is on again. The shooting has begun.
Golly!
Hey, who's that kid? Where's he going on the run?
Hey, you! Hey, kid! Hold on!
Come on,
Dan raced to the camp near town and started telling about the Cromparts and the Coles, but found that the Lone Ranger and Tonto were familiar with the situation.
But, Dan, you didn't come at top speed to tell about those two families. What's happened?
The old man's been shot.
Cole?
Yes, King Cole.
Is he dead?
I don't think so. They were going for the doctor, not the coroner.
Where was he shot?
In the back.
I mean, where in town?
Near the blacksmith shop.
Dan, did you say he'd been shot in the back?
Yes, sir. That's what they said.
Here, Silver.
Are you going there?
Yes. Was anyone with King?
His grandson, Jim.
The new marshal?
Yes, sir. I guess he's pretty mad about
it. He was a Cole before he was a lawman. If that feud breaks out again, well, it can't, said he, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Jim, the old man's conscious. He's asking for you.
Thanks, Sam. See that no one leaves here, will you?
Sure thing.
I've got a few things to say to everyone.
Folks,
Jim wants you should all stick around. He's got something to say.
You're going to be all right, Grandpa. Now, just take it easy.
Out cold, weren't I?
Yes.
How long?
Oh, 20, 30 minutes. The doc says you'll be all right, Grandpa.
Better will. Lay out, John.
The boys are fixing a bed on the buckboard. As soon as it's ready, we'll take you home.
I got it in the back, didn't I?
Yes.
Poor cat's upstarts in the back of all things. A Cole never shot in the back.
You bet not.
Old Lane Cromparts didn't either. It's a pipsqueaks that married the Crompart girls. No good lot of coyotes.
I know.
Feud ain't theirs. Never was. They just married into it.
Now, don't try to talk now, Grandpa.
Talk when I please. Please now. Old Zeke likely made the men gunners. Jealous because we got a lawman in the family.
Oh, I don't think that's the reason.
Jim, you crossing my opinion?
I think it's because Zeke set against me marrying Betty. But that don't call for shooting you. Someone will pay for this.
You're dead, Neb Wright.
It was a try for murder, even if you ain't dead.
The wagon's ready, Jim. We can put old King aboard.
All right, Sam, thanks. You drive him home, will you? I got business to tend to. I'm going to borrow your horse.
Yes, she is, Jim. Help yourself.
Folks, I got something to say.
Well, let's hear it.
Someone tried to kill Grandpa. There's going to be payment made.
That's right.
I want all of you to know one thing. Whatever happens, I won't misuse my authority as marshal. I'm going to the Crompert place right now. If the one who shot Grandpa confesses, I'll act as marshal and arrest him according to the law. If I don't get a confession, I'm going to do my best to keep the rest of my folks quiet till I can get proof on the one that shot him.
Steady, boy. Get up there.
Less than 50 feet separated the houses of old King Cole and Zeke Crompart. Each had built on a corner of his ranch where he could keep an eye on his neighbor. Both Cole and Crompart, as young men in the West, had started building at the same time. At the start, their houses were similar. Then through the years, when one built an addition, it was duplicated by the other until the homes were identical, each housing all members of the respective families. Zeke Crompart was on the veranda with Betty when Jeb Raynor rode up and excitedly told his version of the shooting.
And then without waiting to get the facts, Jim Cole started raving and cussing something awful. He vowed to come here and get square.
Just figured offhand that a Crompart done it, eh?
That's right, Mr. Crompart. Yeah. That's what he done.
Jeb Raynor, aren't you glad to have something to tell about Jim Cole?
Now, Betty, you hold on. It was downright fine of Jeb to come here and warn us.
Cole's got Betty blinded, Mr. Crompart. It's just that I hate to see such a fine girl
You'd
like
her. You'd better vamoose. If Jim Cole finds you here, he might take you over his knee and spank you. Like he did the time he caught you snooping in his office.
I'll go. But you'll find out someday. You'll learn who your real friends are.
You come again, Jeb. I'm always glad to see you.
Thanks, Mr. Crompart. I will. Maybe Betty will learn different someday. Get up!
Weasel-faced sneak.
Now, you see here, Betty. Why are you so ornery acting to Jeb Raynor?
Because he's a sneaking coyote.
No such thing. He comes of a fine family. Darn sight better family than the Coles.
Grandpa, you promised you'd never say anything against the Coles.
Oh, makes me see red when I think of you and Jim Cole getting married.
You gave your word.
I won't interfere. But I'd a heap sooner see you marry Jeb Raynor.
Oh, here comes Jim now.
Well, if he wants to bust things wide open again, I'm ready for him.
Oh,
Jim!
Hello, Betty.
If you've come looking for trouble,
I'm not looking for trouble, Mr. Crompart. I'm trying to avoid it.
Jim, I'm sorry about your grandfather. Is he seriously hurt?
Well, he'll pull through all right, but somebody meant to kill him.
Why are you here, Cole?
Zeke, I've got to find the man that fired at Grandpa in a hurry. I got to find him right away.
Why are you looking here?
Well, I'm hoping to save a lot of gunplay.
Oh, Jim, you don't suspect
any
of...
Now, just a minute, Betty. I want to speak to Zeke.
Well?
Zeke, much as you hate the Coles, you'll admit that there's no cowards or liars among them.
Yeah. I admit that much.
Old King would say the same about the Cromperts.
What about it?
If I don't turn up the gunslinger, the Coles will clean and oil their hardware. They'll stick to the code and leave you alone on your land. But if they catch a Crompert away from here...
Oh, no, no, Jim. You can't let the feud start again.
But I won't be able to stop it, Betty. And if it starts... I'll have to be a Cole or a Marshal. I won't stay a lawman to arrest my own kin, so I'll have to resign and stand by my folks. And that means that... Well, I guess you know.
Oh, Jim.
Zeke, I'll take your word as gospel truth, and so will the rest of my family.
My word for what?
Did one of your men shoot Grandpa? If you say no, I'll look somewhere else.
Grandpa, why don't you answer?
Marshal, I ain't going to answer that question.
I guess you know what that means, Zeke.
There comes old King on the buckboard, stretched on blankets.
I'd like to tell our men I've got your word that a Crompert didn't shoot him.
I didn't answer your question.
When they say old King's shot, I won't be able to stop him.
They stopped at your gate.
Hey, Jim! Jim, come here, quick!
They're calling you, Marshal.
I guess I ain't Marshal any longer. Betty.
Oh, Jim. Jim, has it got to be this way? All our plans, all we hope.
I'd sure like you to keep this badge, Betty. It's a sort of a souvenir of our dreams.
Jim, you better go, Cole. Me, I'm going inside and oil my guns.
Hey, Jim, I got to tell you.
Say, what's your driver doing on my ranch? Tell him to get back on the ring.
What is it, Sam?
Jim, don't start nothing here. We know who shot your grandpappy.
You do? Sam, who shot Grandpa?
Who shot old King Cole?
He's a masked man. A masked man riding a white horse that's called Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. ¶¶ Now to continue our story. Old King Cole lay on a couch in the big living room of his house. His sons and grandsons were in the room listening to Jim Cole, the marshal.
In the first place, the Crawfords had no part in the shooting of Grandpa. I thought at first they did it. And then Sam told me what happened after I left the scene.
Well, I was there. Get it wrong, Jim. I'll correct you.
All right, Grandpa. The men had just put Grandpa on the buckboard to bring him home here when they heard a horse coming toward them fast.
Never heard hoofbeats like him.
It was a snow white horse.
Finest I ever see.
And the horse come in close and reared up on its hind legs. The man in the saddle wore a mask. He packed two guns. He shouted at Grandpa.
I never saw him before. If I had, I'd have known it. Oh, never forget that horse or that voice.
And the masked man said, "Keep out of trouble, Cole, or the next shot might be fired at closer range."
Them's the words, exact.
With that, the masked man turned fast and yelled, "Come on, Silver," and away he went.
Faster than lightning.
The boy said there was no use chasing him. Not a horse on earth could have caught that one. And Grandpa's only sure of one thing.
What's that, Jim?
That masked man wasn't one of the Crawfords.
The Crawfords never had as much man as that. Or as much horse.
Now, boys, we know it wasn't a Crawford, but we know, well, we don't know just who it was. And we're going hunting for this masked man. But we're going to do it legal. I'm going to swear all of you in as special deputies to me. Then we'll go over the place where Grandpa was shot and look for the tracks of that white horse.
A good idea.
All of you stand up and raise your right hands to be sworn in. All of you, get your right hands up so I can give you the oath. That's it. Now repeat what I say. I. Now give your names.
Bob.
Graham.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
While Jim swore the members of the Cole family in as special deputies, Dan Reed and Tonto rode to follow the Lone Ranger's instructions and learn what they could about the shooting. They reined up near the blacksmith's shop and dismounted.
This is where it happened, Tonto.
We study ground here, see what we find.
Right over here is where the wagon came in. It came in this way and turned around here.
Here where wagons stop, stand for some time. You see where horse stand, Paul ground?
Sure enough.
Old feller on seat of wagon when bullet hit him.
That's what they say, Tonto. I guess he fell off the wagon when he was hit.
Him on seat here, face this way.
Yes.
His back that way. Him shot in back.
Then the bullet came from over there.
From somewhere on hill.
That's right.
Wait. Tonto take sight from here uphill.
Maybe we can find the tracks of the man who fired at King Cole somewhere on the hill.
The hill, all stone, big rock. Not show tracks.
Chances are that's why the murderer fired from there.
Well, we ride up that way and see what we find.
Right. Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
Here's where we start going up the hill.
We go straight line. Somewhere on straight line, feller fire shot.
I hope we can get a line on him before it's too late. Those Coles are going to be gunning for the Lone Ranger.
Him stay out of sight for some time.
Why did he want everyone to think he shot King Cole?
Him not say that?
No, he didn't actually say he shot the old man. But he gave everyone the impression that he did.
Well, that's so Cole family suspect him till real feller get found.
Yes. Otherwise, the Coles would suspect the Cromparts.
Then go there and start shooting. Cued on again. Lone Ranger not want that.
How did you know the Cromparts didn't do the shooting?
Him think Crompart not shoot old man in back.
But they might have done it.
Lone Ranger want to make sure before Cole take revenge. Maybe we find track on hill.
It's pretty rocky to show tracks.
Well, we look for place where horse turned stone over.
I sure hope we find a lead of some sort.
Man, wait. Ho, fella. Ho,
Victor. Ho, boy. Ho. What is it, Tonto?
Over there. Back a big rock. Something shine on the ground. Maybe fella with gun crouch there.
What is it? What do you see?
Oh, this good. Tan, we got plenty good clue. Fella fire from back of rock with rifle. Leave empty shell there. Here, shell.
Golly, that's a real clue. If we can just find the rifle it came from...
Stone there kicked over. Other stone up there. That where horse walk. Now we got trail.
Which way?
Straight uphill. ground on the other side of hill, soft ground. We find hoof marks there. Follow them to the man we want.
Great.
Get him up, scout.
Come on, Victor.
A few minutes after Dan and Tonto disappeared over the crest of the hill, Jim Cole and the members of his family rode up to the scene of the shooting.
Steady, boy.
Jim had Sam, the one who described the arrival of the Lone Ranger, to point out the tracks.
Steady there. All right, Sam, show us where that masked man rode.
Well, I was right here. You remember that, Jim. I stood here when you said you wanted to borrow my horse.
That's right.
You got the horse and rid away. And the masked man come charging down from that way. Right about here is where he reared to a halt.
And then which way did he go?
And he rid off that way.
See if you can find the hoof marks.
Right, let's look around.
Here they are, Jim.
Let's see them.
Be them all right, Jim.
Great guns, look at the length of that stride. Jim, did you ever see anything to equal it?
Whoa.
That horse must have wings.
There won't be no mistaking that trail, boys. Oh. We'll find that masked man. And when we do, don't shoot unless you have to. I want to know why he pointed Grandpa and aimed to make him tell. Steady, boy.
Whoa, girl.
Come on, after him.
While Jim and his family followed the Lone Ranger's tracks, Tonto and Dan came to the end of the trail they followed. They saw with amazement where the man who'd shot King Cole had gone.
That's where the Cromparts live.
That right.
Golly, Tonto. The Lone Ranger's sure going to be surprised when he hears this.
Well, we get back to camp in a hurry and tell Lone Ranger.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
Dan and Tonto raced to the woods and to the clearing where the masked man waited. They spoke a few quick words, and a moment later, a familiar cry rang through the gathering darkness.
Come on, Silver!
Thundering hooves beat across the plains. The Lone Ranger rode to identify a killer. The marshal had to abandon his hunt when darkness hid the tracks. Determined to set out at daybreak, they took up the trail of the white horse. Jim Cole and the rest of the men went home and turned their horses over to the ranch hands. As Jim opened the door, he heard old King Cole raging.
Come in here! All of you! Come here, Grandpa! Get here before I go to pieces!
Is Grandpa gone local? What's ailing him?
Hear him yell.
Tell him we're coming.
Now take it easy, Grandpa. We're coming.
Get here fast. Come on, Dad. Ride it on. What's keeping you? Well, where have you been? What's the idea of you going away? Oh, if I only weren't bedrid. If only I could get up. If I could get a gun.
Now, hold on now, Grandpa. Calm down and tell me what brought on this explosion.
Where you been?
Trailing the masked man that shot you.
Get him? No, of course not.
Well, you got to take up the trail by daylight.
Like fun. Like fun you have. While you've been ranging all over the county, the masked man has been right next door with the Cromparts.
What's that?
Look out that window. That's his horse back of the house. It's still there, and he's still inside. I told you the Cromparts was back of it. They sent him to get me.
That's settled.
Let's get over there. Yeah.
You draw again.
Bring all your guns. We'll clean them out.
Come on.
Boys, just be quiet and take it easy, and I'm going to do the talk.
All right, Jim.
All right.
Jim.
What? Betty, I...
All of you here.
Betty... The man that shot Grandpa is in this house.
Jim, wait.
We aim to have him. I wish this wasn't necessary.
Jim, you've got to wait.
Is that masked man here?
Oh, yes, he's here.
All right, then.
But listen, Jim, listen to me. He didn't shoot your grandfather.
We'll find that out when we unmask him.
Oh, you've got to believe me, Jim. If you'll just wait a minute.
I'd like to, Betty.
We want that masked man.
Hey, what's going on there? Who's all the critters on my front porch?
Zeke, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, it's a cold time, eh? Well, get inside that house. This'll save me a trip to your place.
Inside?
Come, Jim. Now it's all right.
Jeb Rayner, you here?
Yes, I fetched him. Come on, Rayner.
Zeke, what's he doing here?
Get into the house and shut up. You'll know soon enough. You, Pete Cole, shut that door.
Right. Where's the masked man?
I'll tell you what he told me. And I won't repeat, so get it the first time.
No. Now, wait a minute, Mr.
You
Cromparts.
Keep still, Jeb. You'll get your chance to hold the spotlight.
Hey, what's he doing here?
Let me talk and you'll find out.
Well, go ahead.
The masked man knowed you hot-headed Coles would come gunning for us when your kin got shot. He didn't want another outbreak, so he made you think he'd done it.
Listen to Grandpa.
That kept you quiet while he and his pals done some scouting. They found where the shot was fired from on the hill. They followed the tracks to this house. Come here asking questions.
It's true, Jim, every word of
it. I knowed none of the Cromparts fired. If they had, the old man would have been dead. Cromparts don't miss what they shoot at. When the masked man said the tracks led here, I remembered that Jeb Raynor'd come here. He was the only one that did.
Mr. Crompart, please. I didn't do it. It's all a mistake.
Grandpa just went out and got Jeb to see what he'd say.
Raynor, it'd be just like you to shoot Grandpa.
No. Jim, I swear
I... You start a feud to break up Betty and me.
Dirty little sneak.
It ain't so. It must be a mistake.
All right, Raynor, we'll see. You wondered why I had you bring your rifle. Now I'll show you. Here, Marshal Jim, here's an empty shell that was found where this catamount crouched to fire on King. Look at the mark of the firing pin. It's off-center.
Yeah.
Now, no other gun would make the same mark, would it?
No.
All right, Raynor. Fire that rifle. And let the Marshal examine the empty cartridge. By thunder, that'll prove you're guilty.
There ain't no need, Mr. Crompart. I did it. But I'm not standing here.
You poor cat. Boys, take him out of here. There's laws to deal with his kind of dry gulches.
Well, does that clear it up, Jim?
It sure does, Zeke.
Doggone it, Jim. Whatever made you think a Crompart shot old King?
Well, Grandpa thought maybe you were sore because you didn't have a lawman in the family.
Oh, thunderation. Didn't the darn old fool stop to realize that when you marry Betty, you'll be in my family as much as an old King Cole's?
Oh. Wait, where's that masked man? He's the one that settled everything, he and his friend.
Well, I never did see him.
He must have slipped out as you came in. Oh, Jim, you should have seen him.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.